In the name of Jesus. Hamashendorobo. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, good. God is good. I mean, God is good. Amen. All the time. For the Lord is good. And His mercy endureth forever. In the name of Jesus. We got to be led by the Holy Spirit. Amen. I was about to say something, but I felt the Lord guided me to say this. God is so good. Back in 2004, in Douglas, small border town with Mexico, in the state of Arizona. We are in the state of Arizona. It's a small border town with the state of Sonora in Mexico. But we are in the U.S. side, and our building is about 350 feet away from the border fence. Okay, believe it or not, we're a church of Mexican, but we pray for President Trump. Okay, because the Bible doesn't say that you pray for people in office if you agree or disagree. I personally don't disagree with him. I don't have any problems, you know. I feel that I lost some of you. I'm a conservative. Sorry to tell you this. I'm a conservative. Okay? But I love everybody. Some people say, well, he doesn't love Mexicans. I don't give a care. I love him and I pray for him. Okay? Because this is our job. Okay? Okay? We talk about faith, but faith worketh by love. Don't forget about that. Amen. Some of you are like, yeah, like. Amen. Praise God. God has something good for this church, for this state, and for this nation. Amen. In the name of Jesus. God is with you and God is with us. Thank you, Father. So that was back in 2004, and we were getting ready to be at church. And we were watching Dr. Price at that time. And all the time, you know, watching him through different series, the Christian family, and how faith works. And I said to Nubia, one day I'm going to meet that man in the name of Jesus. And I used to say it a lot. I'm going to meet Fred Price. And then a year later, that was in Phoenix, Arizona, in a church. So Douglas from Phoenix is a four-hour drive. And so finally we met him. And I remember that I talked to him. And after that, he said, okay, young man, it was nice to meet you. And he turned like this, and he walked like two steps, and he stopped. He said, hey, hold on. And he wrote a name, Naina Tunsi, and a phone number. And he said, when you go to Los Angeles and you want to see me next time, call this person. Her name is Naina Tunsi. Wow, I was like, wow, this was from God. You know? Praise God. And back in 2014, he went to our church in Spanish. We had a translator, an interpreter. Wow, praise God. And this coming October, Brother Copeland is going to be in our church. Amen. Amen. That's the favor of God. No, because let me tell you this. Back in 2001, my wife is from Mesa, Arizona, so I was living in Mesa. And we were attending a Hispanic church. And this pastor from Tucson, Arizona, gave me a book and some tapes. I didn't know anything about faith. And this pastor gave me this How Faith Works by a dude named Dr. Frederick Casey Price. By another dude, New Thresholds of Faith, a guy named Kenneth E. Hagin, something like that. And then The Force of Faith But another Texan named Kenneth Copeland, I guess. And those teachings changed my life forever, up until this day. You know, we need to stay in the message that we learned. We need to stay in faith. I know there are some people that are preaching some different weird stuff. But let me tell you something. I'm gonna talk a little bit about real grace, not false grace. Listen to me. When you understand the grace of God, you give more, not less. When you understand the grace of God, you want to come to church. When you understand the grace of God, you want to pray more. You are in the praying mode all the time. It is not this false grace that some people are preaching, like, well, we're under grace, we don't have to come to church anymore, we don't have to give anymore, we don't have to tithe anymore, or we don't have to pray anymore, because Jesus paid the price. Yeah, Jesus paid the price, but in order to see the results, you need to walk by faith. Amen. Amen. It is about releasing the power of God that it is in us, with us, within us. Amen. So let's stay in faith. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Let's go to the Bible. Amen. I want to use my iPad. So, to be in more accord with Pastor Fred Price. You know, this church is so blessed, first of all, because we have Jesus. And at the same time, we have wonderful teachers. I mean, I watch Mom every Tuesday morning, and during this Sunday service, I am at the office before going to the sanctuary, and I see the service recorded later. And God is using her wonderfully. Amen. But we still have a great teacher, Pastor Fred Price. Yes. Amen. And we still, the founder of this church, Frederick Casey Price, my dad. So you're blessed, Crenshaw Christian Center. You're blessed, family. You have Elder Rogers. Well, you have a lot of great teachers here. Praise God. So now, take advantage of it. Amen. Amen? 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 Praise God. I know some of you are asking, well, how come this Mexican with a last name Hughes? Right? Right? You're thinking about that. I know. Well, I'll tell you later why. Okay, let's go to Philemon. Philemon. Chapter 1. I mean, well, it's Philemon. Okay. Right here. Okay. I need to learn to use this thing. Okay. Number 1, verse 6. I'm using or reading from the Old King James Version, okay? I know you use the New King. No, I'm using the traditional, and you use the, most of you use the New Version of King James. Okay, but we are going to end up at the same place. First chapter, verse 6. That the communication of your faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Christ in you. Can you say it with me? Christ in me. Christ in me. So Christ is in you. You are anointed because Jesus is in you. Amen. Some people say, well, you know, Brother Hughes, I feel so lonely. Well, that's a lie. Because Jesus is inside of you. But you need to understand this. It says that the communication of your faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you. Which is in you. Now go to Ephesians. I'm laying the foundations, okay? Ephesians. Praise God. He's the God who is more than enough.
Amen.
More than enough. Woo! Glory to God. Amen. I'm a combination of Fred Price, Kenneth Copeland, and Kenneth Hagin, you know? Kenneth Hagin used to say, praise God, He is the God who is more than enough. Woo! I feel the Holy Ghost. Oh, glory to God. Oh, I feel the anointing. Praise God. Do you remember that? He used to say, well, you know, praise God. Ephesians chapter 1. Praise God, because this is an honor to be here. You know, this is the way we need to walk in thanksgiving all the time. And don't take things for granted, just like that. Be thankful to the Lord all the time. To me, this is an honor to be here, Crenshaw Christian Center. To me, this is an honor. I mean, sometimes it's, well, I went to the church and whatever. No. This comes from God. You know, I'm amazed and I'm thankful to the Lord. If I go to Walmart or whatever and I find a space, you know, not that far away, you know, I say, thank you, Jesus. Your favor. You know? Well, Brother Hughes, what about if I didn't find any space there by the entrance? Well, maybe you need to walk a little bit, you know, and lose some weight or something. Say, thank you, Father, for this opportunity. Do you still love me? Yes, okay. Because nowadays, people are so touchy. We live in this political correctness time that you say something, oh, everybody's mad, everything is racism, everything is bad. I mean, we as Christians, we don't have to walk in that garbage.
Amen.
Amen. You don't have to walk in that garbage. I love you. I don't give a care the color of your skin. I love you. Because you are my brother and my sister in Christ. And you love me. You don't care if I have an accent when I speak. No. I love this man. And he has blue eyes. He's a black guy. What's that? What's that? I mean, that's weird. I don't care. I love him. So don't get offended. When you are offended, you are off of faith. Because faith works by love. Amen. Praise God. Sometimes you don't know people. Sometimes they're having problems, you know. Maybe you see somebody on the streets and they don't say hi to you. There's my, well, he didn't say anything because I'm black. Don't let the devil put that thought. Maybe you don't know. You don't know, maybe that person is going through some situation. Just pray for him or for her. Be a blessing. Amen. Amen. Be a blessing. Because Christ is in you. Amen. Praise God. Ephesians chapter 1. Verse 19. You have Jesus inside. Then you have the power. You have the power. How was that old song? I got the power. Something like that. Okay. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 19. And what is the exceeding greatness of His power? To usward who believe. To usward who believe. Oh yeah. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 19. And what is the exceeding greatness of His power to usward who believe? To usward who believe. According to the working of His mighty power. You know, you are powerful because the powerful one lives inside of you. Do you get that? Because you have Jesus. You have Jesus inside. The power, it is not about asking God to give us more power. I don't know about you, but I come from that type of denominations or churches that we used to pray for more power. Give us more power. Give me more power. More power. More power. Give us more power. Give us more power. Give us more power. But we have the power. It is not about begging God to give us more power. It is about to release the power that we have already. You get that? So when you pray, you are releasing power. When you pray, you're releasing power. You are releasing the love of God. You are releasing the grace of God, the power of God. When you say, Father, I thank you for Dr. Betty Price. I lift her up in prayer. I thank you for that wisdom in her. You're releasing the power. Releasing the power toward her. Amen. And what is the exceeding greatness of His power to usward who believe? Remember, all the good thing that is in you by Christ Jesus. Praise God. Let's go to 1 John chapter 2. Praise God. First John chapter 2. And verse 20. But ye have an unction or anointing from the Holy One. You are anointed. Say this, I am anointed. Why? Because of you? No, because of Jesus. So Jesus is with you. Brothers and sisters, this is the reason we bow our heads when we pray. Father, we talk to the Father right here. Amen? Do you understand that? I used to, before coming to understand my position in Christ and about faith, I used to pray that, you know, I used to believe that I had to scream, to yell, in order for God to hear me, you know, because He's up high. Come on, you still do that. Come on, be honest. Be honest. Be honest. But do you know what? I understood that the Father and Jesus. Okay, let me show you this. Now I'll go to John, the Gospel, John 17. 21. Praise God. Hallelujah. God is good. All the time, God is good. It says that they all may be one as you, Father, are in me and I in you. Do you have it?
Yes.
17:21 of the Gospel of John. That they all may be one as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be one in us. Wow. God the Father, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit are one in you. Can you believe that? Can you believe that? So He's in you. And you start saying, Father, I thank you for this day. And be thankful. Be thankful with the Lord. You know, this is amazing when you understand the grace of God, how much God loves you and the price Jesus paid for you, not only the cross. I believe He went to hell 3 days and 3 nights. Man, I don't want to tithe anymore. I give more than the tithe. I need to be in prayer 24 hours a day. We have all these marvelous revelations and truths and the new covenant. We have Jesus inside. We can speak in other tongues. We can release our healing in the name of Jesus. Well, you know, Brother Hughes, you know, after 40, don't say nothing. You know, you need to, we are being bombarded with a lot of unbelief every day. Like I said, I'm a conservative, so I watch inspirational channel, and I watch the High Chaparral and Bonanza. Yeah, I'm a cowboy. Look at this. I wear boots. Read this, brother. Read this. Cowboys of faith. Amen. So, yeah, I ride horses and we grow our own beef. And grass-fed beef, praise God. Amen. Yeah, I'm not a city slicker. She's a city slicker. Let me tell you a funny story. One day I was, castrating a cat. Castrate? Yes? Okay. Do you understand that word, castrate? Cutting off the testicles. Okay? So I was with Anthony, and I was using my knife, my pocket knife. And Nubia came with the girls in the car, and it was a hot day in Arizona. And I was sweating, and I was wearing my hat and sunglasses, and I was cutting off those things, and, blood all over my hand. Yeah, I know. Yeah, seriously, yeah. And, I was like this, cutting off those things. And she came with a watermelon. Nice, beautiful, cold watermelon. And she came in one of her cars with air conditioning, with glasses, with sunblock, and and she said, "Oh, I brought you this watermelon." He said, "Oh, I forgot the knife. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm going to go back to the house." Come on. Forget the knife. I just wiped my knife, in the pants. Yeah, I knew. I knew that was going to be your reaction. but hey, it's good, huh? And we have like 200 chickens, and fresh eggs. Those are good. Those are good, brother. Amen. And, oh, that was marvelous. And it is marvelous. And that was back in June. Anthony had like 35 chickens. And he was believing God for 100 chickens. And he doubled up. So we went to a meeting at Fort Worth with Brother Copeland. And he said that, Anthony came in and into my office and said, "Dad, I feel in my heart to give an offering to my grandpa Kenneth." I said, "Oh, okay." So I'm going to see. What was that?
In June 2016.
June of 2016. So last year. So he had 35 chickens. You know, I'm like mom and dad. You know, she's a perfect helper. And he said, I feel in my heart to give $100. And okay, so, no. He went to see to his drawer how much money he had. And it was $100 in different denominations, ones, fives, and tens, and whatever. He said, okay, that's good. And he wrote him a little note. I didn't know at the time what the note said. And he put it in an envelope, so we went up there. And I had told him that I was going to take some a pair of boots for Brother Copeland. I had told him prior to the trip. And so he received us, and he was very happy because of the pair of boots. And he's a cowboy. He's from Texas. So, and have you ever noticed the accent? So Anthony gave the offering, and he prayed for the offering. Brother Copeland prayed. And so the next day at the meeting, he called Barry Tubbs, his assistant, and said, "Barry, give me that note." And it was Anthony's note. And so he received, because he read the letter or the note, and in the note said, "Pray for me because I'm believing God for 100 chickens, and this is a seed I'm going to sow into that project of faith." You know, they give offerings all the time. And because, you know, this is amazing. That's the way faith corresponds with grace. It's about corresponding. Faith corresponds with grace. Amen? The great motivator is love, but the great activator is faith. So you activate the power, the love of God. So now love is going to be manifesting. It's going to be manifested in our lives. Amen? So by that time, Brother Copeland took up an offering, and he received $3,000. And the next time we came to California, Anthony split the tithe. He gave $100 to Brother Copeland, $100 to Dad Fred, and $100 to our pastor in Arizona. So he tithed. You gotta be grateful with the Lord. But we are forgetting this. We are forgetting how God is so good and so awesome and so precious and so marvelous. Think about it. We are breathing right now. He provided this oxygen. Amen. 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 How many you can see, you can hear? Be thankful all the time. Be thankful. Thank you, Father, for this day in the name of Jesus. I praise you. I walk in thanksgiving. Amen. You gotta walk in thanksgiving all the time. Amen. Don't forget that Jesus is in you all the time. Amen. So if you see this, so now Anthony has more than 200 chickens. Amen. And he brought an offering of eggs to the prices, to Nina and to Quincy. Amen. You gotta be grateful. Amen. Let the power of God flows in you and through you in the name of Jesus. And be grateful all the time. Be grateful for this church. Be grateful for this place. Be grateful for everything God has given you to. He has given you a lot of stuff. He's been so good. He loves you. He loves you. Back there. He loves you. You need to have faith in the love of God. God is love. So have faith in the love. Have faith in the love of God. Father, you are in me. Thank you. Thank you. When you are in your car, especially you guys here in California, you know, in that traffic, oh man. Well, instead of saying, well, this stupid traffic again, blah, 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 blah. Father, I'm going to take this time to praise you, to give you thanks in the name of Jesus. I want to take this time in your car instead of getting in desperation, you know, getting mad and cussing and I know you. Be thankful to the Lord. You know, I used to be like that. Well, this traffic, you know, we live in Douglas. We don't have freeways. Small. Maybe 15,000. Well, little less because we're not there. We don't have freeways. But when we go to Tucson or Phoenix it's get a little bit packed sometimes in the freeways. And I used to be like, oh man, this traffic. Oh, this heat. Oh, you know, with air conditioning. And I was complaining. Remember, God is in you. The love of God is in you. Now I refuse to fear. I refuse to doubt. And I refuse to be mad for nothing. Amen. In the name of Jesus. I refuse that. You gotta refuse. You can't use the power and say, I refuse to fear. I refuse to walk in doubt. I refuse to be in unbelief. I refuse. In the name of Jesus. Praise God. God is so good. Thank you, Jesus. Let me tell you this. I was telling you about the inspirational. Do you remember that? I told you that I have a little bit of Kenneth Copeland. Have you ever seen how he goes to one area and then goes back to another? And then, okay. Well, let me tell you this. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Sometimes I watch those TV programs or whatever, and sometimes in the announcement, you know, the advertisements, they say, well, do you go to the restroom two or three times during the night, you know? You know, men, especially men, yeah, we're like, yes. Well, you have a prostate problem, yes. No, refuse that. I condemn. No, in the name of Jesus. I'm healthy in the name of Jesus. Because He lives in me. You gotta condemn those words. Amen. Amen. You know, I never call mom old. And I told her, don't call yourself old. Don't call her old. How old is old? And the Bible says that Abraham lived up to 175. Moses, 120. And they lived in an inferior covenant. We are in the new covenant. Amen. Can you start believing God for long life? With long life will I satisfy you. Put that word in your heart. Put that word in your heart and in your mind. And speak it out. I'm 42 years old. And I call myself blessed. In the morning I say, Good morning, blessed boy. You got to believe this. Well, I look so bad. I never call myself. I never say that I'm tired. When I'm tired, I say this. I need to rest. Thank you, Jesus. One day, one of my girls, I think it was summer, she asked me, "Dad, are you never tired?" He said, "Well, yes. Why?" "You never say you're tired." "No. When I'm tired, I say I need to rest, or I say, He is the strength of my life." Amen. That's faith. That's faith. You speak what grace has provided through Jesus Christ. It's yours. Amen. Go to Ephesians. Now you know and you understand that the Father and Jesus lives in you. Go to Ephesians chapter 6. And verse 10. "Finally, my brethren, be strong in you." No. "Be strong in the Lord." Not in you, but in the Lord. So now, with words of faith, you withdraw the power within you. Are you getting it? Because the power is in here, but it's in your spirit. And you need it, and you need that power in your flesh and in your mind. You are a spirit. You have a soul, and you live in a body. So actually, your spirit is never tired. So when we say, "I'm tired," technically, that's a lie. Because you are a spirit. So that flesh is tired. Be strong in the... What is the Lord? In your spirit. In the spirit man. And in the power of His might in you by Christ Jesus. Do you remember the first scripture? Philemon chapter 1 verse 6. So I refuse to be tired. I refuse to be in fear. I refuse to speak doubt and unbelief. And I refuse to speak against the Word of God. Come on, Batos. You know, Bato? Bato? Yeah, Bato Loco? Yeah? Come on, Batos. Dudes. Y'all. Praise God. You remember that movie, In Pursuit of Happiness? You remember that actor said, "I need my money. I need my money." I'm speaking black now. "I need my money." Don't get offended. Don't get offended. Okay. "I need my money." Well, I have the power now. Amen. Amen. Come on. You have the power. You have the power. Are you mad?
No.
No, okay. Okay. I'm sorry. Okay. Do you still love me?
Yeah,
I love you, sir. I'm kidding. Okay. "I need my money." Well, you have the money and you have the power. Come on. Come on. Well, I'm going to speak barrio, Mexican barrio. Come on, Bato, you have the power. So you have the power inside. And you have the wisdom of God in you.
Come on with it.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Go to Ephesians chapter 1. If you notice, I'm giving you new covenant scriptures. I mean, I teach from the old as well. Okay? But right now I'm speaking what grace has provided. What God has provided through Jesus. And now by faith, you take it. Because, I want to mention this, because in Romans chapter 4 verse 16 says, I need to see this because I'm confusing this in Spanish and blah, 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 blah. Okay. Romans chapter 4, verse 16. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace. It is of faith that it might be by grace. It is of faith. So faith receives what grace already paid for. You get that? You get that. And now it's inside of you because of Jesus. And now you release that grace. You release that power through words of faith. Ooh, praise God. Hallelujah. Okay, before this, we were where? Ephesians? Ephesians chapter what? 1. Because I said you have the wisdom of God. Thank you, Lord. Ephesians. Chapter 1. Ephesians. Chapter 1. And then verse 8. Wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom. So because of Jesus, listen to me. You have the wisdom of God in you. Amen. And you release that wisdom in your soul. Into your soul. Because in the soul is the mind, will, and emotion. Right? So sometimes we need the wisdom of God. It's a Father, in the name of Jesus, I have your wisdom. So I receive this wisdom in the name of Jesus. So, do you know what? That is going to help you to use your words properly. Don't call what you don't want to get.
Amen.
Call what you want to have.
Come on, man. Come on.
Thank you, Jesus. You know, I want to live a long life, but not for me, because I want to keep on preaching this word of faith. Our people need the word of faith. I was so amazed to see this in Nicaragua. And everybody. I mean, everybody. Black folk, white folk, Hispanic, whatever. You know, but I see the condition in my country, in Mexico. And the only thing is going to save Mexico is Jesus Christ and His Word. And the only thing is going to save Guatemala, Nicaragua, and El Salvador. It doesn't matter the government programs. The Word works way, way better. Amen. Amen. Praise God. So, in the name of Jesus, be healed now in the name of Jesus. You say, I receive it in the name of Jesus. You say, I receive it in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. I speak life over your life. I remember years ago, I heard Fred Price, that Fred, and he said this, and that was branded in my spirit. He said, you can speak life to your life or death to your life. Wow! Death and life are in the power. So it's time to believe that. It's time to believe that. And it's time to say the right words according to the Word of God. Call yourself blessed. Because you are blessed. Because Jesus is in you. I'm blessed. You're blessed. I'm blessed. What about, Brother Hughes, what about if I'm sick? Well, say I'm healed. And I believe I receive my healing. I believe I receive my healing. I believe I receive my healing. By His stripes, I am healed. And if I am, then I is. There you go. By His stripes, I was healed. If I was, then I am. If I am, I is. Amen. Amen. So, we got to remember all the time the Word of God. Spend time in the Word. Spend time in the Word. We have a lot of distractions nowadays. Facebook, WhatsApp, and I don't know. A lot of people are in the phone all the time. You go to a restaurant, you see people. I mean, you can live without the phone for 25 minutes. Come on. I mean, I'm not against these gizmos or whatever. But sometimes you need to take time to hear the Word. Hear the Holy Spirit. Because maybe you're in a restaurant or you're in some place and the Lord is telling you, go and heal that people. Release the power. Or say this word to that lady or to that gentleman. But we're on the phone. We're texting all the time. People nowadays, they don't talk, they text. Actually, they want to talk to God in texting as well. You need to spend time praying in tongues. What about this? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let's pray in tongues a little bit. We thank you, Father. We're speaking wisdom. We're speaking mysteries in the name of Jesus. We hear from you, Lord. We praise you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We speak life. We speak healing. We speak prosperity. We speak blessings in this place to these people in the name of Jesus. You say, I receive it in the name of Jesus. I receive it in the name of Jesus. I receive. You receive your healing. Stop saying that you're sick. Start saying, I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus. I'm strong in the Lord. I'm strong in the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I couldn't finish that, but I'm going to say this in faith. Okay? I'm a man of faith. And I believe this. I don't know when, but I'm coming back to the second part. Okay? In the name of Jesus. I believe I receive what I say in the name of Jesus. Yeah, it's going to be a next time, believe me. I believe that. I didn't say, do you remember that Nubia said that? I didn't say it because he didn't say anything. But the reason is because she wasn't in faith in those days. She was learning. He went and said, I'm gonna meet Fred Price one day. She said, oh, okay. Well, I noticed that. I said, well, one day we were eating at the Price's residence, and Mom said something about she's old. And he said, don't say that, Mom. And Dad, look what she said. She said, and he said, that's not my confession. That's not my confession. So, wow, God is so good. God is so awesome. God is so wonderful. Amen. Okay, how many of you hasn't received the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? How many of you need to be born again to be a child of God? Well, Brother Hughes, everybody's a child of God. No, that's not true. Amen. You need to be born again. Amen. So, I think the ushers are going to help us here. Praise God. You need Jesus inside. You need the power inside. Amen. Thank you, Father. Oh, rosoko ramahane shendididi. Oh, rosoko ramahane shendididi. Wait up a little bit. Stay here for a while. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you and we praise you.